Well, today we celebrate that wonderful and glorious feast. I think it's one of my favorites of the church year, and I said at 8 o'clock, and I say it again, I have many favorite feasts. It's hard to decide which one is my favorite, but All Saints' Day is certainly one of them. Such a glorious celebration. And as we celebrate today, we are reminded of the job description of a saint. And not just the job description, but the faith description of a saint too. And we are also reminded that whether we see ourselves this way or not, each and every one of us has the privilege of being part of that communion of saints. You are a saint. And we'll talk about that again in a few minutes. But it's always good to ask ourselves, what does that really mean? So think for a moment. Who is a celebrity that comes to your mind? Donald Trump. Do you know, at 8 o'clock, it took 5 minutes to get that response. We'll leave that at that. Any other celebrities? The Pope. Justin Trudeau, the Queen, Celine Dion, Brad Pitt, all kinds of celebrities that we can think of. And what is it that gives them their fame? Whether it's Donald Trump, Brad Pitt, or the Queen, what gives them their fame? Us, we give them the fame. And what about us? What happens that allows us to do that? Publicity. What do we think of them? Anything else that makes them famous? What they do. Sure. How they're reported in the media plays a huge part in how famous a person is, how much they become a celebrity. Well, I was thinking about all of that, and I wondered, do we give the saints of the church the same recognition as celebrities? I wonder. And the other side of that coin would be, would they really want to be known as celebrities? Good question. Joan Chittister, a Roman Catholic nun and theologian from the United States who writes wonderfully inspiring books and quotes, wrote this inspiring thought for All Saints' Day. She said, "For centuries, the church has confronted human community with role models of greatness. We call them saints, when what we really often mean to say is icon, star, or hero. One so possessed by an internal vision of divine goodness, they give us a glimpse of the face of God in the center of the human. They give us a taste of the possibilities of greatness in ourselves." If I were to take a lesson out of my children's book, children's thoughts, we could think about the saints in a way as our spiritual superheroes. The superheroes that we see in movies, who have superpowers of inner strength and wisdom and holiness, all of which allowed them to reach spiritual heights. We celebrate, we honor, we pay tribute, we give thanks for these women and these men who have been faithful in their lives, who have been faithful in their work and in their ministries, and in their contributions to the church. And to be sure, I don't believe for a moment that any of it was out of any desire for notoriety or status or recognition, but simply because they were called by God to proclaim the gospel, to advance the kingdom, and they responded with faithfulness. Saints didn't, don't, and won't ever have an extra layer of spiritual muscle. They're not taller than we are. They don't have a superior IQ. They're not richer. They're not closer to God. They don't have more time for prayer. They're flesh and blood, just like you and me, no stronger, no more intelligent, and no more spiritual. And that's the point. They simply offer themselves to God as the human beings that they are, knowing they aren't the elite, fully cognizant that they are inadequate to the task, and that their abilities are limited and fallible because they are human beings. What they did and continue to do, and what they will do into the future, is live and minister by Jesus' standards. And if we think about Jesus' standards for the life that he calls his followers to lead, those standards are radically different from the standards upheld by most of society, whether we're talking 2,000 years ago or today. So what are those standards? Well, the Beatitudes is a wonderful gospel reading for us to read on this feast of All Saints' Day. Spoken by Jesus to the crowd in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gives us the standard. And they boil down to knowing with faith, with hope, and with trust that we are blessed beyond measure, that we are blessed always, each and every day of our lives, whether it feels that way or not, we are blessed. I wonder, if we were to use the Beatitudes as our measuring stick, would we regard ourselves as blessed? It's a fascinating passage. It's paradoxical, unconventional. It turns things upside down compared to the norms of society and maybe even our own expectations. But isn't that true of the whole gospel message? Think about it for a minute. Blessed are the poor. Really? Blessed are the hungry. Really? Blessed are those who are weeping. Really? Blessed are you when you're hated. Really? Love your enemies. Really? Bless those who curse you and abuse you. Really? And if someone steals your coat, give them your shirt too. Really? And Jesus says in each and every case, yes, really. It is the truth. Yes, really. And that's because poverty, hunger, mourning, hatred, exclusion, revilement, and defamation, these things certainly don't seem like blessings to us, do they? But Jesus is convinced they are. And even more shocking, Jesus says that these are the sorts of people to whom the kingdom of God is entrusted. And again, we may well say, really? Really? In his book called Servants, Misfits, and Martyrs, James Howell writes these words. He says, if we look into the lives of the saints, we had best brace ourselves for a shock. Saints tend to be on the outer edge where the maniacs, the idiots, and the geniuses are. They break the mold. A saint has to be a misfit. Those who embody what his culture considers typical or normal can't be exemplary as saints. I like that image of the saints as misfits, because if we really think about it, that's exactly what they are. And what are we trained to think of misfits? We're trained to be suspicious of misfits, to not trust them, those who don't fit in because they threaten the status quo. But when it comes to the gospel, and when it comes to faithfulness as followers of Jesus Christ, it is frequently the outsider, the strange one, the misfit, who helps us see the truth of discipleship and what it means to be included in that wonderful and sacred company that we have the privilege of being part of, the communion of saints. All those saints that we can name, many famous because of how they lived their lives and what they accomplished and how they died because of what they believed. What they share in common is that God called them into action. God called them to bear witness to the kingdom of God. And the truth that we remember today is that God is calling us into action too. Right here, right now, in the lives that we live, God is calling us into this community of misfits that we know as the communion of saints. And to live that sainthood that God has given to us with all the many and various people we encounter each and every day, God is calling us to bear witness to the kingdom of God and to live faithfully as the saints that God is calling us to be. Now, I want to do a little experiment and be honest. How many of us would say that we are sinners? How many of us would say we're saints? And I like this one. Are you willing to be known as a misfit for the sake of the gospel? Well, the truth is, we're all of those three. We are sinners. We are saints. And we are misfits for the kingdom. And in all of that, we are called to know that what we do is a blessing to others who are around us. And that as we bless others, we too are blessed beyond measure. That whole exercise we just did a moment ago shows clearly we recognize our sinfulness. We know how sinful we are. But I don't think that we appreciate or see or acknowledge our sainthood. And that was evident too. Bestowed on us not because we deserve it, not because we've worked for it, not as a reward, but simply by God's grace. And because we're called, that means that despite what it may mean in our world and in our lives, we are called to be saints. You are all saints in the communion of saints. And we're called to stand out, and we are called to stand up, claiming those blessings that we might rather avoid. And what does that really mean in your life and in mine? Well, the kingdom of God breaks through when we love our enemies, when we takes hold, when we do good to those who hate us. It comes alive when we bless those who curse us. It shines brightly when we pray for those who abuse or mistreat us. And it shows up when we honor the request of beggars. A couple of examples. There are a number who have traveled to Standing Rock, North Dakota, to stand with Indigenous people protesting the injustice there of a pipeline to be built that will compromise their water supply. And many who, through social media, are taking a stand too. And you know what? It's making a difference. There was a report yesterday that said 27 police laid down their arms and said, "I didn't sign on to harm innocent people." Misfits for the kingdom, standing up because of what they believe and because of kingdom values. There's a lawyer in Toronto who has written to all of the leaders, bishops and clergy, all around the Anglican Communion. Think about the immensity of that task. And he has petitioned them to support the end of criminal charges where homosexuality is a crime. The number of people that he has reached, and the number of people who have responded and written and said, yes, I support you. Out of my faith, this is unjust, this is wrong, and it needs to be stopped. Misfits for the kingdom of God. What about you and I? Doesn't have to be such grand, or on such a grand scale, large scale. What can we do each and every day? We can take notice of the street person with his or her cup. Even if we don't have anything at that moment, we can give them other than a warm smile and say hello and God bless you. We can name the racial or discriminatory comment or joke that we hear at the office or that we read about on Facebook. We can call on someone that we know is alone, someone who's lonely, just to say hi and how are you. We can pay it forward and buy the coffee for the next person in line at the drive-thru of Tim Hortons. We can give up our seat on the subway to someone who needs it more than we do. Simple acts that live out kingdom values. All we have to do is be imaginative, keep our eyes and our ears open, take to heart those promises that we make in our baptismal covenants, to seek and serve Christ in all people, to love our neighbor as ourselves, to strive for justice and peace among all people, and to respect the dignity of every human being. Those are living kingdom values. Putting others around us before ourselves and our agenda. Seeing a larger picture and not just being limited to the microcosm of our own experience and our own expectations of life. Wanting to do what we can in a given moment to make even the smallest of difference to even just that one other person. At its most basic, that is what it takes for us to be saints. Misfits in, misfits contributing to the kingdom of God. So on this Feast of All Saints, let's renew our commitment to live by a different set of values, the standards and values of the kingdom. And not because of any reward or recognition that we might receive, but simply because, like those before us, we are called by God. Let's do it today. And let's keep doing it tomorrow, too. Loving our neighbors. Showing kindness to people who don't deserve it. Blessing those who curse us. Praying for those who mistreat and take advantage of us. Listening and showing honor to those who are forced to beg. Remembering these are kingdom values, lived out not in the comfort of our homes or our churches or our offices, but out there among the poor, the hungry, the sorrowful, the hated. Because after all, the kingdom of God belongs to them. And when we do that, when we exchange our worldly standards for kingdom standards, the blessed company and communion of saints and misfits cry out, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And what a joy it is for you and I to be included in that, to be active, to be involved in that celebration, because we too are saints, called by God, living out the kingdom in the here and now. Friends, know that you're called to be a saint. And as you go forward from this place, nurtured at this table, go out and be that saint that God has called you to be, wherever God places you today, tomorrow, and the next day. Amen.